Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover my Wheat of the Week, deliver some wheat news, and list all of our upcoming programming and events here at K-State Research and Extension. But first, for today's Did You Know, in honor of Volunteer Appreciation Week, we want to send a heartfelt thank you to all of our amazing Extension volunteers. Throughout the year, volunteers help and assist with 4-H duties, extension programming, master garden programs, and so much more. Last year, Kansas volunteers logged 167,222 hours of service. Based on an independent sector's value of volunteer time for Kansas, this equals $4.2 million worth of service dedicated to bettering communities across Kansas. Interested in learning how you can make a difference in your community? Contact us here at McPherson County Extension Office to learn about volunteer opportunities in and around the McPherson community. Now is the time to submit nominations of our local farm family deserving of honors being selected as both the Kansas Farm Family and the Master Farmer, Master Farmer Homemaker. This is a great recognition program for local farm and ranch families sponsored by K-State Research and Extension. I know our county has many successful farm and ranch families who are great local community leaders because we have had numerous winners in the past, including both my grandparents and my mom and dad. Our office is calling for nominations to be submitted by May 2nd. Don't miss out this chance to recognize and honor a local neighboring farm ranch family that would have a long record of being great farmers and ranchers, extension supporters, and positive influence on our community and beyond. Remember, nominations are due May 2nd. In my Weed of the Week, during this time of spring, we most often receive questions about poison hemlock. My mother used to call it mountain fern. This plant is in the carrot family and can be confused with related plants such as the wild carrot. As the name implies, poison hemlock is toxic to both humans and livestock. Poison hemlock is a biennial plant that is produced by seed, which can be dispersed by wind and animals, and we can recognize it by smell as it produces a musty odor. Poison hemlock was first introduced to the U.S. from Europe during the 1800s. It has successfully invaded most of the United States and is typically found growing in frequently disturbed areas with moist soil, like an old feedlot pen or edges of a pasture or field, banks of a stream, or in the floodplain. The control of hemlock is relatively easy. Mechanical control methods such as mowing and cultivation can be very effective. Chemical controls are most effective, and there are a couple products that are easy to use. Spot spraying with 2,4-D or glyphosate is also effective in getting rid of it. In my farming news, just a quick note on our wheat conditions. All of McPherson County has experienced below average rainfall since the fall, and some experienced freezing in early April. The next couple of weeks is going to be crucial for growers to understand the level of damage the crop went through, both due to the drought or freezing. Now that our temperatures are up and the wheat is responding well, growers need to go out and split some stems and look for the developing head. If the head is sturdy, nice and firm and white, it's a good indication that the crop is alive and it will keep going throughout development. If we can get some timely rains here in the near future, I think the opportunity is still here to have some excellent yields around McPherson County. Speaking of wheat, our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is set for Friday, May 20th. We'll be starting at the Patrick Plot on the north side of Highway 4 in Marquette at 10 o'clock. This year, we will have a free lunch sponsored by MKC, held at noon at the Black Kettle Park in Mound Ridge. Next, we'll be touring the Golly Plant at 1 o'clock, just east of the corner of Cherokee and 22nd Avenue. Then at 3, we will be ending our wheat tour at Inman at the Schrader Farm Test Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans to come and tour with us and look at the 21 different varieties of wheat and bring your questions for the K-State Wheat Specialists to answer. I can't wait to see you all on May 20th at the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour. In other Extension news, next week's Lunch Zoom program for landowners with small acreage will be covering the third topic, and it'll be on ponds. This program is scheduled for Thursday, April 28th, over the noon lunch hour. Dr. Joe Gerken, K-State specialist, will be discussing everything that has to do with ponds and lagoons. For our Master Gardeners and friends, next Thursday, April 28th, the Master Gardeners will be having their last spring program of the year, covering landscaping, improvements in your yard, curb, under the trees, hot dry spots, low spots, and challenging places, as well as fresh ideas for landscaping. Plan now to learn something new in the form of gardening for this next year. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a special day on this Friday.